Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, this is Steve Miller. Throughout Mexico City, workers and residents dug through the rubble of collapsed buildings, seeking survivors following a 7.1 magnitude earthquake. At least 55 people have been reported killed by the quake. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the global community as he made his first appearance at the United Nations. In President Trump's remarks, he spoke about the United States' commitment to the global body.
The United States is one out of 193 countries in the United Nations, and yet we pay 22% of the entire budget and more. In fact, we pay far more than anybody realizes. The United States bears an unfair cost burden, but to be fair, if it could actually accomplish all of its stated goals, especially the goal of peace, this investment would easily be well worth it.
Trump said, quote, "The American people hope that one day soon the United Nations can be much more accountable and effective advocate for human dignity and freedom," end quote. President Trump also said that the dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible pain and suffering on the people of Venezuela.
"This corrupt regime destroyed a prosperous nation by imposing a failed ideology that has produced poverty and misery everywhere it has been tried."
Trump said the situation was completely unacceptable and that the U.S. has a goal to help those there regain their freedom, recover their country, and restore their democracy. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron marked his debut at the 2017 United Nations General Assembly by bringing attention to world events on the Korean Peninsula.
Pyongyang has crossed a major threshold in military escalation. Allow us to acknowledge that. This is a threat that concerns all of us. It's an existential threat, a collective one. North Korea has not made any, not given any sign of wishing to negotiate to date.
Macron said it is the global community's responsibility to bring North Korea back to the negotiation table for a political settlement to the conflict. He also said France rejects escalation and will not close any door to dialogue provided that the conditions are brought together for a dialogue in favor of peace. Macron also turned his attention to Iran and the landmark 2015 deal that the United States President Donald Trump has signaled he may withdraw from.
"Renouncing it would be a grave error.
Ne pas le respecter serait irresponsable.
It would be irresponsible for us to fail to uphold that agreement because this is a good agreement, an agreement that's essential to peace at a time when a downward spiral cannot be discounted."
Macron said he wished to work on constraining the ballistic missile activity of Iran. Kenya is scheduled to hold its new presidential election on October 17th. Jill Craig reports on the continued controversy there.
The election drama continues in Kenya. The Chief Justice announced on September 1st that a new poll should take place within 60 days due to what he called irregularities and illegalities by the Electoral Commission in the transmission of election results. The Supreme Court has until Friday to release the full details of what went wrong in August. That will leave the Electoral Commission, or IEBC, less than a month to correct issues ahead of the rerun election scheduled for October 17th. There is already talk of a postponement. University of Nairobi lecturer Herman Manyora says the election can be organized within the constitutional time limit.
"Not necessarily on October 17th, but I'm convinced within the 60 days provided for by the Constitution, we shall have the election."
However, opposition leader Raila Odinga and his NASA coalition have threatened to boycott the polls if demands like the removal of key IEBC officials are not met. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Dominica's leader sent out an emotional plea for help as Hurricane Maria smashed into the Caribbean island and caused, quote, mind-boggling devastation. Rain also began lashing the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, and its governor warned that Maria could hit with a force and violence that we have not seen for several generations. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.